أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will give the whole of deen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah Ta'ala will make it very strong in his heart. And all that which had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, pass it on to the next people also, to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, etc. And then when the message is passed on, and that same duty has been entrusted to us also, that we also pass on the message of deen to the people who are going to come, the bare minimum to our own children at home. And then we make effort for the whole ummah also, that the deen must be protected also from all other types of interpretations, from all other wrong things, and the pure deen must then be passed on to the next generations also. So now that will be passed on, and that also Allah Ta'ala explained that it must be a continuous effort. Not just like, for example, we say, I told my son already, he's not listening, now what must I do? No. A continuous effort must be made, whether it is in the form of du'as, which is the last form. Otherwise, physically, practically, verbally, in every way, we should try and pass on the deen to the next generation. So now those who will accept this real message of deen that came yesterday, سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. That person who has got some khashiyat, some fear of khuda, some fear of Allah, that person will benefit completely. And eventually, at some time or the other, it will bring him back on the straight path. If a person has got a little bit of the fear of Allah, the fear of what will happen, how my maut will come, what will be my qabr's life, what will be, how will it be on the day of Qiyamah, that person will come on the right path. On the other hand, now Allah Ta'ala explains that who is it who will not benefit from the Quran Sharif? That is, when the message of deen is brought to a person and that person still does not benefit, who are those people? وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. Or يَكْسُو رَهِگَا اُسَّي بَرَا بَتْ قِسْمَتْ. And that person who is the most wretched, that is the person who will not benefit and who will totally stay away from the message of the Quran Sharif and the rest of deen. First of all, such a person will not even want to listen to any talk of deen, will not want to listen to Quran Sharif or anything. And we find the law of almost the law of the vast majority of the non-believers are in that category, that they don't want to listen about deen, and then there are so many in them who make, na'uzu billah, a mockery out of deen. There are those who stop other people from even listening to come close to deen, the propaganda they make against the truth, so that people don't come to the truth. But all that eventually works against them. And Islam keeps on spreading in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people who don't even want to listen. The next is that if they do listen, they don't pay any attention. They don't take it to heed at all whatsoever. And they have no fear of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. These people, Allah has termed them Al-Ashqa, who are the very, very wretched people. One is to be shaqi, to be wretched, but to be the most wretched. That is the worst. These people would benefit from the message of the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif is such that the Arabic, of course, is the Arabic which has been revealed by Allah Ta'ala. It is the Kalam, the word of Allah Ta'ala, which has come from inside Allah Ta'ala. So that has an effect on every person. And even the translation of the Quran Sharif, also it has got such an effect that a person takes heed, and it has a great, great effect on a person. But that person who is ashqa, who is the most wretched, he does not benefit from the Quran Sharif in the least. But may Allah save us from such a condition that our hearts become wretched. And this also, as explained, it becomes on under commission of sins. As a person commits more sins, the less the effect of deen, the talks of deen, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif have on a person. The more he stays away from guna, makes tawbah, cleans his heart, cleanses his heart, the more it has got effect on him. And then further, Allah Ta'ala explains that for such people, what is the punishment? الَّذِي يَصْلَ النَّارُ الْكُبْرَى وہ جو داخل ہوگا بری آگ میں. These are those people that will enter the very big fire. The fire of Akhirat, the fire of Jahannam, they will enter that fire, and we can just not imagine how severe that punishment will be. Just to get an idea, we can just light a match and see if we can, that flame of the match, whether we can tolerate that. Or if water is boiling in an electric kettle, just put our finger somewhere there near where the steam is coming out. We can't tolerate that. What will be the fire of Jahannam? So we have to make lot of dua that we don't become shaqi, that we don't become wretched, our hearts don't become completely black, that nothing makes sense to us, and we see do everything wrong, and we get saved from that, then we will get saved from the fire of Jahannam also. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us and our progeny, our children. Today it is a very serious time. In the times that we are going through, fitnas are from all sides, and our young children, youngsters are exposed moreover to all these fitnas. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us, and in turn from the fire of Jahannam, which is the most severe, and if a person has to be there forever, Allah protect us all totally, inshallah.